Unrooted is a podcast by the Indigenous Foundation focused on centering Indigenous voices and stories. Through Unrooted, we hope to dismantle systems of oppression and uproot the deeply ingrained issues and racism that exist against Indigenous peoples to this day. We hope to share intersectional, holistic perspectives through our discussions with Indigenous and Afro-Indigenous advocates and changemakers.
Hello all, welcome back to a new episode of Unrooted. My name is Lizea, and I am a Plains Cree woman from the Sweetgrass First Nation located in Treaty 6. I am a part of the Indigenous Foundation's podcast and occasionally the columnist team, and I am super, super grateful to be able to be recording again. Me and Kelsey haven't recorded an episode for a while, and I just wanted to apologize for that. It has been extremely busy so far this year, but I'm excited because school is now over, so I only have to worry about work, which is still a pain, but I'm relieved that school is done. I do go back in the fall, so I'm like trying to prepare myself mentally for that, but let's not worry about the future. Let's just stay present, shall we? Anyways, today I am going to be talking about something kind of interesting, and I feel like not much people pay any mind to it because it kind of just goes right over your head. You don't really think too deeply into it. But anyways, we are going to be talking about introductions and the significance of introducing yourself. And it sounds kind of funny saying that out loud, but when you introduce yourself, it's really important. It creates the foundation to the friendship or whatever it is that you're trying to create. And introductions, obviously, you're giving off your first impression through your introduction. So you need a very strong introduction. Well, you don't need one, but a strong introduction would be ideal, especially if you want to make a really good first impression on, you know, coworkers, bosses, even friends, you know? And today I am going to sort of be comparing westernized introductions to Indigenous introductions. I'm also going to be introducing what Indigenous introductions really look like and the whole step-by-step of how you can participate in an Indigenous introduction, if that makes sense. I think I'm just like talking words right now, but I'll give you an example right now. No, I'll just explain it right now. So basically, when we introduce ourselves in a day-to-day life, we normally just say, you know, hello, how are you? Like, my name is Lizea, what's your name, type of thing. And it's very minimal, to say the least. You're not really getting to know the person you're introducing yourself to, and the person that you're introducing yourself to isn't really getting to know you. You guys are just telling each other your names, you know? But within Indigenous cultures, when we introduce ourselves to others, we want to make sure that we tell our whole life story. I'm just kidding. Not our whole life story, except the storytellers might. But we really just want to make sure that people feel safe and comfortable in our presence, and that's why our introductions can sometimes be so crazy long, because we're really just trying to get out all the important parts so people can really feel safe and feel like they understand and know us personally, even if we just met. So, like I said before, a Western introduction would very much be a handshake and, you know, hi, my name is Lizea. If people even do introductions, I just graduated high school and I don't think I've ever done an introduction in my entire life like that. But I'm sure, you know, like, professional business-wise, that's how you do an introduction. But me personally, I just make friends by, like, going up and talking about random stuff. So I don't even know if I've ever done a westernized introduction. But in, you know, sharing circles and whatnot, I have done the indigenous way of introducing yourself. And I'm going to explain what that means. It really just means that you're sharing your name, obviously, but you're sharing your family, where your family's from. You're sharing what you do. So if you go to school, if you're a student, if you are working, where you're working, any cool, interesting facts. You're also expressing gratitude and sort of just giving an introduction into what you're going to be talking about, if that makes sense. So you're kind of giving an introduction within an introduction. So say, for example, you were doing an event talking about, like, I don't know, perfumes or something. Say you're talking about perfume, you would do a brief description of what you're going to be talking about. It doesn't have to be big at all. But it just to let people know what you are going to be talking about, if that makes sense. And then after, you just express your gratitude for everyone being there and listening to you speak. Because sometimes speaking can be a lot, definitely. So that's basically the foundation of an Indigenous introduction. But now I'm kind of just going to talk about my personal experience with introductions and why I think that introductions are important, even though I don't really, you know, do like really formal introductions. But I think that introductions are very significant, especially within Indigenous culture, because it's, like I said earlier, it creates a very safe environment, and you can share really personal stuff if you wanted to within the introduction, or it can be the bare minimum, you know? It doesn't have to be super duper long. It can just be straight to the point and simple. But again, it's up to the individual and how the individual wants to introduce themselves and how comfortable that individual feels. So I'm going to practice doing a introduction on you all, the listeners. Thank you so much for listening, by the way. listening to me ramble on about introductions, I literally just got the urge, like the weirdest urge, to record an episode talking about introductions. Like, literally, why? Okay, anyways, I'm going to pretend that you guys are sitting in front of me, and I'm going to introduce myself as I would if you guys were in front of me. So just picture us all viewers in a nice little circle, you know, because just real Indigenous, okay? Just in a sharing circle, and we're introducing ourselves, okay? So, I'm gonna start. All right. My name is Lizea, and I am a Plains Cree woman from Sweetgrass First Nation. I am a newly? Does that make sense? I just graduated high school, and next year I am going to university. Oh no, not next year, later this year. And I currently work as an ride operator at an amusement park, so that's kind of interesting. And I also, sorry, my brain is going blank right now. I also am involved with the Indigenous Foundation, creating podcasts and writing Instagram posts. And I have a, I'm trying to think, this is kind of hard. I have an obsession with this candle in my room. This is a really random fact, and you're probably not going to be sharing this with like random people that you meet on the day to day, but I'm just doing a very like non-formal introduction. Like, this is like what I would be saying to like a friend if I were to introduce them, not to like a coworker or a, like someone businessy or something. Like, please don't say this to a professional. But this is like I'm pretending to be talking to a friend right now, okay? So that's why I'm sharing random information. Anyways, back to my candle comment. I'm really obsessed with this candle that my friend got me for my birthday, and it just smells so good. Like, I've just been randomly, like, I'll just randomly grab it and smell it. Okay, sorry, that... Okay, let's get back on track. I'm sorry, guys. I need I need a break right now. Okay, anyways, here, you guys get a 5-second break to introduce yourself. Okay, I'm so sorry. This is like, I don't know. Sorry if you guys are like annoyed right now. Anyways, so I'm going to talk about Indigenous introductions once again. So here's kind of like a list of how you should introduce yourself. So firstly is your name, and I think when you're introducing your name, you should say I am Lizea, or I am insert name, rather than my name is insert name, because you are your name, if that makes sense. You're not like, I don't know how to describe it. I once had this described to me very, very well, but I'm suck at explaining. So anyways, just your name and your, you know, position, occupation, student, like just whatever you do in life. And then you can talk about any other roles or anything important in your life, any fun things you do in your life. And then you can mention, you know, your family, anywhere in your bloodline that you want, anything in your bloodline that you want to talk about, something interesting about your family, like, I'll include something interesting about my family. I am the oldest sibling, so that is exciting, but you also have to deal with the annoying little siblings, obviously. That just comes with being the eldest. Sorry, I keep rambling. I'm really, really sorry. Anyways, and then you want to say where are you from, or where your family is from originally, and then you want to say any opening thoughts, or this is where you would put an intro in an intro. So, like, let's go back to the perfume example. If you're talking about a perfume, you can do a small little introduction. I don't know one off the top of my head, like, but if you know what I mean, like, if you understand what I'm saying right now, like, yeah. I'm so sorry. I don't know how else to explain it. But you can just say any opening thoughts and whatnot. And then at the end of your introduction, you can say your thanks and express your gratitude for being there in the circle and letting other people hear what you have to say. And sometimes introductions can be really, really short, simple, and sweet, but other times they can be like mine, where they're just dragged out, because sometimes people just want to talk and they have no one else to talk to. So when they get the chance to introduce themselves in this Indigenous way, it can honestly be therapeutic, because normally people don't want to stop and talk for 15 minutes about introductions and getting to know a person, you know, because people just don't care that much. But in Indigenous culture, we take it very slow. We're never rushed. That's why we're always late. Running on Indian time. But anyways, back to what I was saying. Yeah, we're never rushed, so introductions can be as short or as long as you need. As long as it feels right in your body, that's all you have to share. don't have to overshare, you don't have to undershare, and there's no strict rules as to what you can and cannot say. It's just following that foundation, the step-by-step list of what I said earlier. As long as you include all that information, your introduction is chef's kiss. And yeah, so I don't really know if there's anything else that I have to say about introductions. You guys have listened to me ramble on for 15 minutes, which I appreciate. And I hope to get back into recording more frequently. I really do hope to, but now that it's summer, I'm gonna be working more, which kind of sucks, but that's okay. So please let me know if you guys have anything that you want to hear Kelsey and I talk about in an episode, because we are open to ideas. I don't know about Kelsey, but I have definitely lost some of my creative spark when it comes to podcasts, because I've just kind of let it sit and drag on. So yeah, you guys can message Kelsey and I if you have any ideas, because we always want to deliver to you guys. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to me ramble on for 16 minutes. I really hope that this makes sense. And if it doesn't, just ignore everything I said. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you guys in the next one. All right, everyone, I just wanted to come on here and give a formal outro. I do apologize for this episode being super repetitive. I kind of just turned on my microphone and just started talking, and I wasn't really paying attention to repeating words and sentences and repeating literally everything. But thank you guys so much for listening. Oh, and also, sorry for literally not practicing what I preach. I said my name is Lizea instead of I am Lizea, so sorry about that. But anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, and I will talk to you in the next one.